Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So we have this time. Jesus has called his disciples, and Peter and James and John have been learning. And 6 days have gone by, and Jesus takes these friends of his up to the top of this mountain. They hiked up this mountain, and they went up. And I'm sure as any hike, you're chatting and talking along the way. But Peter and James and John, they go up to this mountain with Jesus, and all of a sudden, they overcome with awe. And they look around, and Peter says, well, let me build you three dwelling places, because we just saw Elijah and Moses, two of the Old Testament people that share all the stories, the faith that they had been learning. And so Peter would know this, and building a dwelling place was important. It set the time. It set those people apart. And so Peter says, let me build. Let's see. We'll build one over here and one right here and one right here. And there'll be a place for all three of you. And all of a sudden, there's this cloud that comes down over top of them. And this voice, think about that, a cloud and a voice. And the voice says, this is my beloved. This is my child. This is my beloved. With him, with you, I am well pleased. Listen to him. And they fall down in fear. And they open their eyes as Jesus touches them. And it's just Jesus. And he says, it's okay. Don't be afraid. And they head down the mountain. And as they're going down the mountain, Jesus says, well, don't tell anybody until the Son of Man comes again. Kind of a strange story and a strange word. Transfiguration is really not a word we use every day. Transfigured is really not a word we use every day. So what does it really mean? It means to be changed, to be transformed. What we're trying to hear in this story is Peter and James and John are on this mountaintop, and it's a wonderful, wonderful experience. They're told, listen to my son. Listen to Jesus. And then they go down back into normal life. They have been changed because of this experience. I don't know about you, but I don't usually use transfigured in my everyday language. In fact, it would probably be, if I did, somebody would look at me like, what are you talking about? But instead, we call this Sunday, this last Sunday after Epiphany, before we get to Lent, we call it Transfiguration Sunday. And we talk about mountaintops and valleys. So today, let's do some talking about mountaintops and valleys and how those experiences have changed us. So a week ago Friday, you all knew that I had a board meeting, and I was the moderator, and that it was a board meeting that was going to be a very, very intense board meeting. It was a board meeting that we were going to have to make some decisions for our beloved Ohio Conference and for our beloved camp programs, because we just aren't in the same spot. that we were 50 years ago. When the United Church of Christ in Ohio came into being, two camps came with us. The camp that came from the evangelical and reform side of the church, Temple Hills, and the camp that came from the congregational Christian side, Pilgrim Hills. Thing is, both of these camps are only 40 minutes apart. And they are thin places, mountaintop experiences, thin places, places where you feel closest to God for many people. Not for everybody. There are some people that have never, ever been to one of our church camps. There are some people that have never, ever been to any kind of church camp. But they have thin places, places where they are close, feel close to God in other ways. Also, Friday. And in the Ohio Conference, there are many people who believe that Pilgrim Hills is the camp that needs to be saved. And there are many people that feel like Temple Hills is the camp that needs to be saved. And that people are going to grieve no matter what. And there are some churches and people in our beloved United Church of Christ here in Ohio that have forgotten what it means to be transformed into what God is calling us to do and be. And they have withheld their money. And they have made it difficult to make decisions and choices. You see, this board meeting that we had on that Friday a week ago was something that probably should have happened 20 years ago. But many, many people were afraid, like Peter and James and John, because it transforms who we think that we are. This board decided we can't. We have to make a decision. There isn't money to support two camps and to keep them upkeep as well as they need to be. And we just can't do it anymore. The church is a different place. It has been transformed, transfigured into a new era than it was 50 years ago. So the board of directors, after much research, much pain, much emotion, and many tears, decided that Pilgrim Hills was the camp that needed to be sold, and Temple Hills would be the camp that we would keep and put some work into it so that it became a place for all, not just for youth. So that people who are limited in mobility might be able to attend a church camp and be transformed in a thin place. Well, as you can imagine, that decision was extremely difficult. It was a valley. But the mountaintop experience comes with it as well. Pilgrim Hills has had my heart and my home since I was really young. I've been to both camps. They both have their wonderful experiences. But for me, Pilgrim Hills was a place that I felt very close to God. And then I began to get these nasty emails and letters. Why are you selling this place? We could have done things differently. Why didn't you ask for money? We didn't know this was happening. And the thin place of a mountaintop experience began to eat at myself and my heart. But then I remembered this story. God takes us to the mountaintop, but we're not left there. We're coming down the mountain to live our lives filled with God. And love, and hope, and being. It was the right decision to begin to sell Pilgrim Hills so that we can grow in faith in many ways. So the board of directors heard, "This is my beloved child. You are my beloved children. With you I am well pleased." Listen. Now, transformation, transfiguration, change is never easy. And it is painful, and we grieve. But something new comes out of it. That's what this whole story is about. That something new is coming out of transformation. Something new is coming out of Grace Church. Something new is coming out of the Ohio Conference. Something new is coming out of Peter and James and John's experience. When we listen to God, when we listen to Jesus, and we open our hearts and ourselves to feel God's love, something new births out of it. That doesn't mean that the grief doesn't happen. That doesn't mean that it didn't hurt to make decisions and choices. But what it does mean is that we have hope and grace and change and God to be with us. So on this Transfiguration Sunday, on this Sunday where we celebrate the mountaintop experiences, let us also celebrate the valleys or the lives that we have, that we too may be changed, that we too may be transfigured, that we too may be transformed and find thin places for God in all our lives, in many places. May we listen to God. Thanks be to God that we have the love to change, that we have the love to be God's disciples. Join me. Join me as we move into Lent, where we will be changed by God. Amen.